Right, I've been saying earlier we're going to get our elected mayor on, giving us an update on his regular update on things that are happening in and around the town. And going to the lines now. Peter, are you there?
Good afternoon, Lee. How are you doing?
Hi, Peter. I'm not too bad. Thank you for joining me on the show. How are you all keeping?
I'm very, very well. I'm doing a new fitness regime. It's the Lee Partridge workout every evening. It's been keeping me very fit.
You got me. You've got me. 15 love. I think that's 30 all, actually. I've done a... For those of you who might be wondering, on my personal social media, I've just been doing some little fun workouts in my garden. Of course, you've got Joe Wicks and lots of people doing some real good, sensible, positive ones, but I'm not in that sort of league, so I do my own little takes on them. So, that's on my own social media. Yeah, I'm glad you
like it. You're the Joe Wicks of Bushy, aren't you?
Oh, dearie me. Yes, have you enjoyed them, by the way?
Oh, very good, really good. Very, very energetic, aren't you?
I am, yeah, in the garden, yeah. I might try and get one of them. We'll put it out on the radio, radio social media. So let's get down to business. Talking of business, have you got any updates or anything regarding local businesses? Of course, many, many, virtually all of them, have been affected throughout this. Where does everything stand at the moment?
Yeah, that's right. So we are working flat out to get money to businesses. The government have announced a number of different grants, and last week we paid 1,000 businesses various grants. If you're a local business and you think you're entitled to money in one of the schemes, obviously they've got them for smaller businesses, hospitality and leisure, then just go onto our website, which is watford.gov.uk, and then it's /businesses-COVID-19. Just gone to the Watford Council website. There's a form there. You can tell us if you think you're entitled to support, and we'll obviously get the money to you as quickly as possible.
Excellent. And something I did want to ask you as well. A lot of people are working from home now, but some people work from home general. That's where their business may be based, and they may pay business rates, things like that. They're still entitled, I'm thinking, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think everyone who, my understanding is those that pay business rates are entitled to it. Obviously, it's the smaller businesses, so it depends on the amounts of business rates you're paying. Some people, they might be, you know, for example, some taxi drivers, they might be needing it to be passed on by the parent company, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you go onto our website, as I say, fill in the form there, and we're working around the clock to get money to businesses as quickly as possible.
And also, I want to talk to you about a few other different things, one of them being the website Watford Together.
Yeah, it's a really good scheme. So we launched that last week. If you go onto Facebook and just type in Watford Together, you'll get a new page there. And that's loads of activities, quizzes, competitions, live performances by local artists. Obviously, Vibe are involved with it, which is fantastic. But groups like Electric Umbrella and the Watford Observer, you know, everyone's getting together because obviously we're all following the NHS rules and staying at home as much as possible and keeping away from others. But we still want to stay connected and positive and active. So that's why we've got this new web page as well, which is watfordtogether.co.uk, and the Facebook page as well.
Absolutely, yeah, there's stuff in a creative Watford, window art competitions, live local talent, virtual workouts. Do you want to put one of mine on there? Of course, we've got some stuff from the Hornets there. How you can volunteer as well,
that's right.
Locally as well. The hospital it's been in the news recently, on the national news, but it's just doing some, as always, do a fantastic job down there, but the NHS care is all stretched at the moment. You know, so a few words about the hospital itself,
Peter. Yeah, I mean, they're working flat out at the moment, and, you know, the key thing is that we follow their advice. Obviously, loads of us are clapping on a Thursday and supporting the NHS in any way we can, but the best thing you can do is follow their advice. So it's no good kind of clapping on Thursday and then having a barbecue and everyone round on a Saturday. We need to follow their rules and kind of stay home as much as possible. If you do need to go out, keep 2 metres away. There's lots going on to support the hospital. So, as you mentioned, they were in the news last about 8-9 days ago when they had to close their A&E. Lots of work going on to improve their oxygen equipment so that won't happen again. And loads of businesses being really supportive. So I was told they needed more bottles of water for their staff and volunteers. And we've had big donations from Costco, from Sainsbury's, from The Grove, from Co-op, from loads of local groups. If you run a business and you have got, you know, a supply of bottles of water and you want to get them to the NHS, just let me know and I'll make sure they get to the front line.
And do you know what? Also, it's how you think. We're all thinking completely differently now. And I'm thinking at home, and I've been doing a few bits in the garden, you know, work in the garden, and I think to myself, straight away, right, that's there. I'm going to move that, because if I step on that, roll me ankle, break my ankle, do something like that. You know, no one wants to be going to the hospital at the best of times, but when, you know, it's so stretched at the moment, you don't want to be going in for something you've actually caused yourself. So I think we're all thinking different in different ways as well, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think people need to be, you know, take care. I know when you do your workouts, you don't overdo it, so that's important. But the, you know, for example, we've kept our parks open, which is really important, but we've closed our car parks because we didn't want them, you know, Castleby especially, getting too busy, because then people can't stay 2 metres apart. But it is important for people's mental health and well-being that they're able to still do exercise once a day.
So at the moment, as far as we're all aware, the parks will stay open, not necessarily the car parks, but the parks.
That's right. The parks themselves are staying open. We don't want people turning up to have a picnic and staying there all day, because then it just gets really, really busy. If you want to take your dog for a walk or, you know, go for a jog, that's fine. But the government advice is just an hour a day. Obviously, we've had really nice weather recently, so you can enjoy that. But as you say, we do need to think about the NHS, and they're under a heck of a lot of pressure, so we need to play our part to get through this as quickly as we can.
Yeah, definitely. And on the Thursday, you mentioned that about when we're all outside at our windows, at our doors, in the front gardens, and clapping the NHS carers, and in general, I think it's all the key workers. I don't know about you, but it, you know, it's quite emotional, isn't it? It's quite moving when you see everybody out there, and you know, the shiver goes up, you know,
yeah,
up the spine,
that's right.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fantastic, you know, on my road, and I step out, you see all your neighbours who you haven't seen for quite some time, probably since the previous Thursday, but there's, you know, everyone's joining in, and I know it makes a big difference to the NHS, the staff and the volunteers. And we've also had just so many people offering to help, so through the council's website, if you need help, you can go there, it's just our council website and then /WatfordHelps. We've had 1,000 people sign up to volunteer. So loads of people, you know, getting shopping and phoning up people who are at home alone for all this time. So, you know, I think it's shown actually the best of the town. It's been a really difficult few weeks, and obviously it's going to continue for a while longer yet, but I think the town's rallied round together really impressively.
And what about, yeah, absolutely, totally agree with you. And what about local charities? Where are they standing at the moment? Because obviously events and grants and lots of things, and their income has really, you know, come to a halt. And the government have said that some money's going to be, 700 odd million's going to be put to certain charities. Where do our local ones, are you aware of where we stand with that?
So some of them are really struggling, as you say, the ones that relied on commissioned work. So you take, for example, the Women's Centre that do fantastic work. Yeah. They're struggling. And, of course, their service has never been more needed, because, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship and you're at home now 24/7, it's really difficult. So they're still providing support, but they do need donations. One of the things we've done is set up a new community fund with W3RT. So if you just go on w3rt.org, and then click on donate there, and that money is going to go to the Food Bank, to New Hope, to the Women's Centre, to these key local charities that are responding at the moment in the town, and also the councillors and myself with my Mayor's grant fund. We're supporting these charities as much as we can, but if people are able to make a donation, we'd really encourage them to do so.
Excellent. There's a real sense of togetherness, even though we're completely apart, isn't there, at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, actually, in many ways, people have made new connections at the time, and lots of people got to know their neighbours better than ever, because if they've got, you know, someone who's vulnerable living nearby, they've checked up on them, made sure they've got the shopping and stuff. So there have been some positives, although obviously it's quite a challenging time at the moment.
Yeah, and I do want to ask you, from the council's point of view and yourselves, it's not work as usual, but how is it, what's still working within the council, yourself, and the rest of your colleagues? What's happening there?
Yeah, one of the good things is everyone who works for the council has a laptop and able to work from home. So actually we've had people working remotely for the last few weeks, and we've been able to continue providing lots of our services like housing and funeral and burial services. Our bins, we've been able to keep them the normal collection regime, apart from next Monday, we'll stop collecting people's garden waste, so the green lidded bins. So you need to start putting your garden waste, composting it, and if you've got food waste, put it in your general waste bin, the black bin. So we've had to make some changes, but the crews have been amazing that they've managed to keep going despite the fact that lots of them are having to isolate. Some of them obviously have got coronavirus themselves, So we've been, I think we've, responded pretty well. Finances of it are quite tough. So the first 2 months of this, we think we'll be about £1 million worse off as a council, uh-huh. and the government have given us £60,000. So it's quite a big, quite a big shortfall. Wow. But we're going to do our best, obviously, because, you know, it's a really tough time and it's important that the council does everything it can to help.
Yeah, absolutely, Pete. And so just run that the bin one by me again. So food waste is to go in the general waste bin, because I know normally they won't accept that.
Yeah, so from Monday the 20th, we'll just be collecting the recycling bin and the general waste bin. We'll still collect them every week, but we won't be collecting the garden waste and the food waste bin. Okay. So the food waste goes in your general waste bin.
Okay, excellent. Okay, thanks for that. Peter, thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
My pleasure, Lee.
And we'll catch you again soon. Stay safe.
Thanks very much.
Cheers,
thank
Peter.
You.
Cheers. Bye-bye. 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 There you go, Peter Taylor talking lots of things across Watford. And of course, you can get in touch here if you want to pose any particular questions with us. Usual way, we've got a telephone, we've got the text, or of course, on the socials at Vibe 1076.